Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says the Fairweather and its sister ship, the Chiniga, needed detailed inspections before they could return to service this year.
We had actually lost the operating certificates because of questions about the cylinders and the engines and whatnot.
Inspections are conducted by an international risk management firm called DNV. Engines on both ships had shown premature damage.
We provided DNV, Oslo Norway, with a lot of data regarding the current condition of the cylinders. We did a lot of ultrasound testing, and DNV came to the conclusion that for this season anyhow, that both vessels would be safe to operate, and we're going to go ahead and do so.
Repair crews have bored out engine cylinders and inserted sleeves to keep them operating. Falvey says too many repairs can weaken the lightweight engines.
You need to be very careful that there is still enough metal and steel in those cylinder blocks so that you won't have an accident with a piston potentially coming out the side of the engine. And we're very confident that that will not happen, and DNV is very confident of that, and so am I.
The Chiniga, a younger ship, returned to Prince William Sound service on schedule last month. It's based in Cordova and sails to Valdez and Whittier. The Fairweather was delayed because one engine was left unassembled. Falvey says that's because the inspectors might have wanted additional testing. Reassembly and other work slowed the return to service. In related news, the state last week announced a legal settlement with the manufacturers giving each ship a complete set of new engines. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.